Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello everyone, and good day to you. Welcome to today's episode. This is Molly McCord, and today is July 1st, 2019. Happy Canada Day to everybody in Canada. Hope you're enjoying a lovely national holiday. Here in the United States, we have our national holiday of July 4th coming up. And in France, on July 14th, is Bastille Day. So a slew of national holidays as we move through the first half of July, and it is Cancer season. The sun is in Cancer, and Cancer being the homeland, Cancer being nationalism, Cancer being where you live. And so I love how the astrology coincides with these energies and highlights these themes of a home country and the parades, the celebrations, and the acknowledgement of the country's birth. And that's what some of these holidays represent. In today's show, we're going to take a look at a significant energy that we are transitioning through now that we're in July. We've been talking about how it is eclipse season. We have a July 2nd new moon solar eclipse at 11 degrees of Cancer. And then on July 16th, we have a Capricorn full moon lunar eclipse at 24 degrees of Capricorn. And so these are each significant energies, but when we take some steps back and look at them across the bigger spectrum of energies, this month creates this bridge into the next decade. And it also signifies the last 6 months of this decade. So we have a crossover energy. We have endings. We have significant completions. We have developments that you're meant to let go of, a part of your life that is done and over, and we can know this on one level of our being, and then eclipse is activated on a next level or another level to help us move through it, to help us be complete so that we can move forward, we can step into this next chapter. So July is interesting for a number of reasons, and I thought it'd be worthwhile to do a show talking about heart healings and cosmic clearings as we end this decade with higher collective consciousness as well as higher individual consciousness about your life, your journey, and what the past decade has really shown you about yourself, your life, your power, your choices, your healing journey, and all of that is now leading to this moment of who you are now. And I would guess that the past 10 years have been very significant for you at a personal level because we had a lot of big energies that can be said for any decade, every decade. But this was an especially big decade because of the ongoing Pluto and Capricorn squaring Uranus in Aries squares that happened 7 times from 2012 to 2015. Then we also had the Saturn squaring Chiron energies of 2017, a number of big eclipses, including the total solar eclipse across North America in August 2017. And I know there's other transits in there, other big energies that have come through, and of course they've worked with you personally. But at a collective level, it's been a lot of advancement. And perhaps it doesn't always seem that way. It doesn't always feel that way. It doesn't always look that way. But there's a lot that we are busting through that is being cleared out. And, you know, you could even look at this from the angle of technology, which always demonstrates how far we've come and how we live our lives and what's shifted in our daily lives. And at the beginning of the decade, there were no smartphones, at least not that I recall. And now, of course, smartphones are the norm. We do everything with them. They are little 24-hour data pods that are tracking, collecting, and doing a lot to basically be a part of our everyday life, hour by hour even. And they're a big part of our lifestyle now, which wasn't the case 10 years ago. So just one example of how our lives have changed and how we are progressing forward. Of course, it's hard to predict exactly what we will be doing and how we'll be living our lives 10 years from now, because the next decade is so big. It's bigger than this past decade was in terms of the astrology, in terms of what's to come with Pluto conjunct Saturn, the United States' Pluto return, all of the planets that are changing signs in the next decade. Neptune will go into Aries. We'll have Uranus continuing through Taurus and then eventually go into Gemini. We have a lot going on, as we always do, but what is going to show up in the next decade is very unique. So there's something about this time that we're in that we're meant to connect with what we've gathered. I'm actually hearing catch and release, what you've caught and what you've had to release, and perhaps still releasing. That's just part of our lives. We'll always be releasing something. But there's a significant energy of endings through this last six-month journey of 2019. And it's notable that you are ending significant parts of your life that when you raise your consciousness and you go up to the higher perspectives, it's perfect. It's divine. It's been masterfully orchestrated. But then we come back down to earth, and that might not be what we feel or how we see it. So there's an opportunity here for each of us to truly recognize and acknowledge what you've learned in this past decade, if not the past few years, and to be gentle with yourself, to be kind to your former states of consciousness, to be kind to yourself when you didn't know better, when you didn't see something or you didn't understand or you didn't know, to be loving to your journey. And maybe we don't do that enough, because it's a lot of go, 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 and look at your phone and things to do and thinking about what's next. But in the present, there is only divine timing. There is only perfection. There is only a really incredible knowingness at a soul level that you can relax, is what I'm hearing. It's like, and you know, you can feel the tension in your gut, in the solar plexus, in the stomach, that tightening, that unconscious tightening, and it feels like there's meant to be a release and an understanding of how change is, of course, the only constant and completely normal. But to be kind and loving to yourself for the big changes that you've moved through. And I remember a number of years ago, I think it was like 2015, someone said to me, "It feels like life is harder than it's ever been." And that felt very poignant, because this is someone who'd been around the block. You know, they weren't naive. You know, they already had hard knocks in life and stuff they'd been through. And I was like, yeah, It really has been. These energies are no joke. I mean, afterwards you can laugh, but when you're in it, it's no joke, and it's intense, and it requires so much of us. And it's almost like there's no leeway to, at times, to feel like you have space to dawdle or take your time. It's sort of like things come full force, and they come quickly, or they come strongly, or there's an intensity, and it's how we are evolving and learning at such a rapid pace. And I would link this to the acceleration of information that we can access now, the ways that our minds are being reworked through technology, through our phones, through every time our phone dings, through our attention spans, how connected we can be with people all over the world. You know, we're really evolving in our daily lives, and also at a neurological level. And so all of this affects us, but we don't notice it day to day. But you could notice it year to year, and of course, decade to decade. So there's something about right now is just simply acknowledging how you live your life now and what matters to you now that you need to reconnect with. A reconnection with what you value, what matters to you, and what you need to feel grounded and balanced and clear in your own energy. Because these energies are going to keep increasing, and they are going to be intense. The world is changing permanently, drastically. We've been talking about that in this show. So we have to be equipped with our own toolbox, if you will, and our own resources and how to take care of our own energies. For me personally, my family and I, we go out in the woods. We go camping at least once a month. Ideally twice a month, just to be in nature, to be with the trees, with the stillness, with the quiet, to be away from all of the Wi-Fi, and to be away from everything. That's just one thing that's worked for us. What do you need to do that works for you? And it can simply be turning off your phone or turning off the TV and not looking at anything for a number of hours, you know, 3 hours. That probably sounds impossible because YouTube wants to ding you and Instagram has information and there's always something to scroll through. But stay conscious of your energy. Stay conscious of where you're going because we can be on these autopilots of consume, consume, consume. You know, we're all kind of developing monkey minds. And I feel like there's a new realignment that is only going to serve you for the long term. I mean, if you can, it's actually about looking at how you deal with addiction, how addicted you are to something, and how you can feel powerful in your choices, powerful not responding, powerful not doing something that can feel second nature. So there's something really important here around especially this last time frame of the decade. What is worth your energy? What is worth your time? Because there's a million ways to spend your time and to spend your energy. And I feel like part of this time, especially with the Saturn energy being strong, Saturn in Capricorn traveling with the South Node in Capricorn, is the reminder of time. Tick tock, tick tock. You know, we all have an expiration date. We all have only so much time in a day. Where does it go for you? And where are you changing habits, changing priorities, changing what you thought was important to move into something else? And this is a very big thing to be aware of. because of how our energy fields are also shifting, and we are more capable of receiving higher energies and higher messages than ever before. And that's also going to accelerate in the next decade. And I'm feeling this as the chakra wheels spinning faster. I'm feeling it as the DNA cellular level energies vibrating faster. It can feel like anxiety, angst, nervousness. If you don't know how to embody it, if you don't know how to be in charge of it, or if you don't even know what's going on. So we're really needing to be expert energy managers, really being aware of our energy at all levels. So that would be obviously mentally, physically, financially, spiritually, energetically, and the list goes on. But it's looking at how am I using my energy? Is this worth my time? Because I'm seeing this funnel of things being funneled out so that you can focus in. Funneled out so you can focus in. And that's about feeling a clarity in yourself as well, of what is important and what is not. And that's a strong Capricorn energy right now that, okay, again, you only have so much time in a day, but you only have so much you can do in a week, in a month, in a year. But what do you want to do? And are you in alignment with that? So it's a big time because at the same time, significant cycles are ending for people. And I know it's been really slow for some of you. It's like it's dragged on and on and on. And it could feel like despair, like you're stuck forever. It's never going to be over. It's never going to be complete. But that's not how it works, really. You'll feel an energy shift when it's interesting. It's actually not just you. It's a collective thing. But there's something about when we're going slow through something, it's like that slow, steady, painful struggle. I mean, it just feels so heavy for some people. The purpose of that is that you're getting some really clear messages that you're not meant to ignore. And you're really, really, really meant to change something because you're meant to end a cycle. You're ending something at a really big level that maybe you don't quite understand, but you feel it, or you're not quite sure of the whole story. It just feels really significant in your life, and you're ready to sprint out of there, but every time you try to sprint, it's like you're blocked, and it can feel like a blockade or a barricade of, nope, you're stuck in this. It's not going to stay that way forever. There's going to be release points. I'm seeing release valves. I'm seeing things shift. It's like that heaviness is not going to last forever. It never does. It never does. But when you're in it and it feels especially intense, it can just be really oppressive. And that's how you're learning. And this is at a soul level I'm speaking this. I don't mean this at a human level. It's not meant to be a punishment is what I'm hearing, although it can feel that way. It's meant to be a reflection of how you've used your power, of how you used your power, where you were disconnected from your power, where you were disconnected from your heart, and look what you created. Look what you created when your masculine and your feminine energies were disconnected. Now, when they're in harmony and when they're in union, then you're trusting yourself and you're feeling strong. You're trusting how you feel
and you're taking action on those feelings. And you're trusting the right actions to take, and you're thinking it through, and there's this wholeness, this holistic integration of all of your body, all of your energies, all of you. And part of this cycle that's intense is that there's been these big energies that are ending and clearing out that you didn't understand how big it was in what you were learning, seeing, understanding. I'm hearing for some of you, you learned a lot about human nature. You learned how you were naive or that you idealized people. There can be a lot of sorrow with this energy because you thought you could trust some people, or you thought so-and-so was in your corner, or you thought this person was trustworthy, or you thought, you know, this, that, and the other thing, and you see all these true colors, and then you realize all these people have got to go. They've got to go, you know. They've I was going to say served their time. They've played their part. They've been a part of a process or a cycle. And it can feel like, I'm just getting this image of, like, all these people leaving. And it's like a clearing out. Wow. And what I'm feeling, believe it or not, I'm feeling a really strong positive energy around this, like a celebration. Almost like from spirit, God, source, the universe, like, you got it. Like, you understood what this whole dynamic was about, what all of this created in your life, or what all of this represented, and you were in it, and you are a participant, and you didn't see it, and then you saw it, and I don't know, I just feel like maybe, I mean, I'm just feeling like there was a giant life change, a big catastrophe, things falling apart, and it's because those things were not created on the truth or the vastness of your energy. And so they had to end because they weren't all of you. And so then you understand what you created, but then you're ready to create something new that is exactly who you are now. And it's literally that dream job or that dream life or that next chapter that's like, this is really me. But again, we're in a bridge energy. It's a bridge of like, well, things are ending and I don't see what's new, but I know that the new is coming and I really want the new here now. But part of it is the going slow can feel painful, but it's also where the mastery happens. The mastery happens. I'm getting the image of walking across a tightrope, holding the balancing stick, going slow across the rope, and maintaining that steadiness, that power, the breath, the sense of, okay, it's just this slow thing, but this is the mastery of it. So the endings, the clearings, the lessons that are over, the people that are over, the people that are leaving, the phase of life that's done, it's like I feel that some of you are just going to have such a quick turnover of sayonara, you know, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya, like bye forever, okay, thanks. Like it's just going to feel like so done, whereas you thought you would struggle with it for much longer. I just feel so many people breaking through some things that you were carrying for a really long time. And there's this surge now of the next dream, the new start, the new possibilities, the freedom. I know a few weeks ago, it was one of the Monday shows, I had this visual of somebody, of the masculine energy feeling prisoned in a prison. And it was because of his own choices. It was because of his own, I use the analogy of Pac-Man, of going through the maze and making choices, and this is where it led. And then the visual of that is that the freedom from that prison, it doesn't come from other people. It doesn't come from their choices or what they do. It comes from taking full responsibility of, this is what I chose, this is what I learned, this is my responsibility, this is what I see now, And there's the freedom. Like, that's when all the energy changes, is because you're no longer holding yourself captive. So this decade is looking at, where were we holding parts of ourselves smaller or captive? But it's interesting, but I feel there was, again, it was at a different level of consciousness where it was necessary. It was necessary to learn some things and to see people and to see true colors and to understand, like, family dynamics. I'm hearing there's a lot of family dynamics. Like, some people are here to change their family dynamics permanently. And this is part of these eclipses in Cancer and Capricorn, of where you came from versus where you want to go, releasing what you thought was your responsibility, not feeling like you have to do what the generations in front of you did. It's sort of like, okay, someone told you had to be a doctor because the last three generations of your family, everybody was a doctor. Well, you don't want to be a doctor. You know, you want to own a food truck. So there's this, like, sense of, I don't want to do that. I want to be me. But it's deeper than that. It's not that simple at all. It's like a really deep, ingrained family belief system, a culture. It has to do with bloodlines of where the family originated. I'm also hearing, like, where some families arrived in their countries and how they arrived in their countries and the expectations that were established once you move to another country. And this is across generations. I mean, this is like, in New York, families arriving in Ellis Island. But it's like, migration has always been a global issue. People have always moved to other continents and other countries. And when you do that, you know, there's things you leave behind, or there's things that the family has to assimilate to. So I'm feeling like there's a lot here. Like, it's not a simple recipe at all. And there's so many layers to it, and that's why it's such a big deal. That's why it's such a significant time, because you've been holding a lot for the family, for the lineage, for the ancestors, for how things have always been done. And it doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter if you're in your 20s, you're in your 70s. It's like, that's the energy of something significant that's needing to be released and healed. And I'm feeling this as part of what clears out of your heart, because of how the family energy is so personal and it's tribal. It's our first experience of what it means to feel safe in the world. And that, even that, is very different, because some people never feel safe in their family, or they never feel like they belong in the world. And so it gets into these places of home within. And I'm seeing the image of a heart, and it has multiple layers, and it's like it has seven layers, and it has these layers of other people's, maybe their love or their understanding of love or what it means to be loved. And there's something being removed so that you can come back to your own pristine definition of love that's created within, that's based on now. Not based on the history or the lineage or what was always done. There's something now that's being deeply healed for the family. And this is important. Like, I'm seeing this energy change, such as, you're not working against your family. You're working for them. You're working for them. And just as they're are typically pioneers in the family who move to the next country, that's what this is, energetically changing the family's growth trajectory by creating the bridge. I'm hearing, like, that next definition of who we are. We, as in the family unit, lots of family stuff right now. This is really interesting. We can have this unconsciously directing us. Now I'm seeing the ability to stand strong in what you believe. And now I'm seeing a mirror. Like the reason why people are maybe challenging you or pushing back or fighting is because the mirror that you're holding up, and they don't want to look in the mirror. And that can help with understanding it's not personal. It's not personal. So there are significant shifts happening at a family level, at a personal level, in your desires of what's next, where you're going, what you want, who you are. There could be more questions than answers. That can be very exciting as well. And if you can stay in that place of anything can happen, and it can be amazing. It can also set you free. So there's a lot here as we go to the next 6 months of 2019. And July is significant for what you, the themes that come to your awareness, that come to your consciousness. And these are the parts of our lives that are going to be drastically changing into 2020. Because the themes of July show up again in January and next summer 2020. So that's why there's these openings here of what is done, of what is complete, and then a push into, it's funny, I'm getting this ushering. It's like that, the ushering can happen quickly. Like you can be quickly moved into something new, something different, something just happens. Like you don't, it's sort of like you're not able to plan it because there's an unfolding that it can happen faster than you anticipate. If you've done the work, if you've taken responsibility, if you're aware of yourself, what you've created, what you chose, the actions you took, the words you said, the directions you went. I mean, this is 100% ownership. This is also Capricorn energy. And that's what's being asked of us, is to say, when you really take full ownership, it changes a lot of things because it gets you out of any unconscious victim mentality that has been blocking you. And you know the saying, what you resist persists. And it's like if you don't move out of that, it just keeps showing up in different forms, and it will prevent, or it will change the timeline, I should say, on what you move into next. So it's always in our best and highest good to be in our full power. And that is a feeling, again, that's a union of the masculine and the feminine, that is trusting your heart, that is trusting how you feel, that is trusting what you need. And then it's using all of that and your mind and your logical self to put it into action and to be ready for the new chapter, the next start. So this bridge is underway. This understanding of the energies that are clearing out is very real. And if the energies that are clearing out will last into the fall, especially. September is when Saturn will station direct. October is when Pluto will station direct. So we're moving through a lot of deep soul healing, soul cycles. Again, very karmic, can be very unconscious, and it tends to be where we didn't see where we gave our power away or what we were doing, quote unquote, whatever doing means to you. It's kind of that. But now you see, or now you get it, and now you understand. And again, when you go up to those higher spiritual perspectives, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing out of place. There's nothing off of a timeline. There's no need to be hard on yourself or to beat yourself up. And that can be where the mind goes. That can be where the ego goes. And in fact, I'm hearing that those are the worst places to hang out, is in your own mind. Because if you're in your mind for too long, you can have a lot of effects on yourself. That will affect your health. That will affect your body. That will affect a lot of your energy and your emotional world. So it's very important to get out of the mind and the limited perceptions that we create of ourselves or that we create of our lives. And that's why that kindness, that compassion, and that self-acceptance, where you remind yourself that you did the best you could. And as Maya Angelou quote, is that you did the best that you could with what you knew, and when you know better, you do better. And so now we are feeling that surge and that knowingness that it's time to do better with what you know and what you've learned. I'm just feeling a lot of family battles, and I don't know who this is for, or, of course, just trust if it resonates for you or not, but the family energy can be a very powerful teacher around codependence and independence, around responsibility, around where you give your energy and where you need to have stronger boundaries. I'm feeling like, again, if you can visualize that you're holding up a mirror to some people, I think that will explain their behavior a lot better. So use that. But also the other side of that coin is that you can't escape your own responsibility, and you can't escape if you've enabled or if you've participated in something. Like you can't absolve yourself of responsibility, but it's looking at what is your responsibility and what is not. Because I'm feeling like these family units splintering, and it has to do with different levels of consciousness, different energies, different expectations. And so many of you are meant to go further. You're meant to change the family dynamics, change the family's unhealed energies, unhealed past. And that's just part of this energy too. So for whoever that's for, and for whatever it's worth, I hope that explains anything that might be coming up around these splinters and family fractures, because we can have these expectations of what a family is supposed to look like or supposed to be. And there are many ways that a family can be happy and loving and kind, and it all comes down to the energies that are shared. And you know that one bad apple can ruin the barrel. You know, one toxic person can do a lot of damage, right? So it's looking at what you have to do to get away from that toxic energy, and to do it with love and consciousness. You can do it with love and consciousness for yourself, and you can do it with love and consciousness for them and whatever they need to learn, whatever they need to understand about themselves. And then the other part of this is that you can't teach them if they don't want to learn. And for many people, the family unit is too tight where they wouldn't see you as a teacher, or they wouldn't, do you know what I mean? They wouldn't respect your teaching, quote unquote. And I don't mean teacher as in you know everything and they know, no, I mean, I don't mean it as like this condescending thing. I mean it as we are always each other's teachers and each other's students. That's how we understand ourselves, especially in various social spheres. And this feels like, you're not meant to be burdened by feeling like you need to teach them anything. Got it? You're not meant to be burdened. I feel like some of you just let out a huge exhale, like, oh, you're right, because you've been carrying stuff that you thought you had to show them or learn them, good one, Molly, teach them that they needed to learn, but no, like you couldn't, you can't, not worth your time, not worth your energy. Yeah, save yourself, because this energy is literally trusting what you need. And that is the strong Cancer energy. What do you need? And who can you trust with what you need? And the answer is that you can trust yourself. And that would be where to put the focus, is on trusting yourself and trusting how to take care of your needs and to call any energy back that went into others or into the family unit. Okay. That actually feels pretty strong and clear. And I am going to trust that that is the right message for right now. And I'll be back on Wednesday, of course, to talk more astrology. This episode on Mondays is typically the spiritual or the channeled messages relating to the astrology, and then Wednesday is more specifically astrology. And just a programming note, there will not be an episode next Monday because I will be traveling. But I did want to bring your attention to some helpful stories that could assist if you're going through any big changes in family, such as friendships ending, divorce, things changing in your health, anything with your own healing, understanding your soul gifts. There's a book that 24 of us wrote back in 2017 called Modern Heroine Soul Stories that has 24 short stories on people who went through life-changing big events. And this book, by the way, I know there's a lot of like collaborative books out there. This is very niche. This is an awakening book. This is, in fact, one of the contributors, Dominique, talks about astrology and how astrology helped her on her path. Becoming a Reiki healer, understanding how to work with the body as a healer, using Ho'oponopono. I mean, this is like, you know, people like us. It's not a mass market book, which is why I wanted to share it with you, because it might just have a good message that you can relate to at this time. And then the book, all book royalties are being donated to Women for Women International. So if you're looking for something relatable, inspiring, spiritual, high consciousness, this might have a message for you. So I just wanted to bring it to your attention. And it is on sale. The Kindle version is on sale throughout the month of July. So I'm stumbling over my words, so that means I should stop talking. Thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate your presence as always. I'll see you back here on Wednesday. I wish you beautiful connections, harmony, and synchronicity on your journey, on your path, and I always appreciate that we are in this together. So thank you so much, and I'll connect with you again on Wednesday. Take good care.